welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen about Republicans' proposal for an anti-abortion constitutional amendment, legalizing sports betting, and K-12 education spending. One thing that is being talked about so far in the legislative session is Republicans' proposal to amend the state constitution with anti-abortion language. For this type of process, the possibility of amending the state constitution, do you think this would mean a step back for women's rights?
On this, I don't know that it means a step back for women's rights. I think what it does is just makes clear the language in the code that abortion isn't a right. I don't think it eliminates the possibility for compromise in that area. And I'm always willing to listen to a compromise. But no, I don't think it sets women's rights back. I think what it does is make it very clear that we don't want to go the way of New York with these late-term abortions, and I can't get on board with that. So I think what that does is just kind of makes clear where Iowa stands on that.
And you mentioned the word compromise. Do you mean that you would be in support of some exceptions to a restriction in the case of pregnancies by rape, incest, or when there is, I can't think of the right phrase, when the health of the mother is at stake?
Sure. I've tried to be very clear on this. I'm always willing to listen no matter where I stand. I would consider myself pro-life. But that being said, I was okay with the heartbeat bill. I think there should be exceptions. I think where we have to be careful at mandating life at conception is we have to be prepared as a state then to take care of those babies, of those women that have unwanted pregnancies and are forced to go through with it. So I am ready and willing to listen. I don't have a bill in front of me, but I'm fully aware of the problems on both sides. I'm fully aware of the activists on both sides. And I feel like as a state, as a legislator, we've got to be able to find a compromise and kind of put this behind us.
A popular topic right now is the proposal for legalizing sports betting here in the state. I know that both the House and the Senate have heard proposals for it, including having casinos let people bet through a mobile app. What do you think of the mobile app posing a risk of gambling addiction?
Well, I mean, at some point, we can't have government being our babysitters in every aspect of our life. At some point, we've got to grow up and we've got to be adults and be responsible for our own actions. That being said, I think there were four different bills, and I heard the arguments for all four. I'm on state government. I'm not on the subcommittee, but I am on the state government committee that will eventually hear whatever bill or bills that come through on sports betting. I think there is a lot more push for mobile betting. I think the big question is, can we make sure that kids aren't using it? Can we make sure that we're getting the right data that's being bet on? And then are there funds, are there programs set up to help those that are struggling with gambling addiction? Are we going to be able to help those that have that struggle with that? But I think for the most part, for most people across our state, there's not an addiction, rather there's a want to actually be able to, throw $50 on the 49ers to win. I think that's kind of what we're looking for, is to make that available to adults that want to gamble and spend money. I mean, we already have a lottery. We already have casinos. I think we need to bring out of the black market and the underbelly of the world this sports gambling, and we need to regulate it and tax it and make sure it's done properly.
Moving on now to education, GOP leadership have proposed spending a total of $89.3 million in new dollars for K-12 spending. This undercuts what Governor Reynolds proposed in her condition of the state address. From your knowledge, how did the GOP come up with that proposed amount?
Oh, it doesn't undercut the governor. It actually is pretty dang close to what the governor was proposing. And what we did was, we landed, in the House anyway, we landed more on the just a skosh over 2% increase in SSA. I think we landed about $17 million. So I think I actually $1 million on transportation, and then a $5 per pupil increase in spending. So I think when it's all said and done, we are very close to what the governor's budget is, or what she proposed. I think the challenge is going to be getting the Senate on board for that. So I'm actually very happy I've been able to do. I mean, K through 12 kind of gets the first bite out of the apple and the biggest bite. It's hard when the REC meets in March to do its revenue estimating, and it's hard to guess where we need to be at for a budget when they want their budget figured out within the first 30 days of session, and then we have to, and then REC meets later, and we have to make sure that we don't have to de-appropriate. So we're trying to find that sweet spot. We also don't want to spend 99% of revenue. You know, we want to get, we're a lot more comfortable with that down at 97%. No, what that does is, it's not leaving a bunch of money on the table. What that's doing for us, for a state, is it's making it so we're a little bit more recession-proof. We can handle some ebb and flow in revenue and not have to de-appropriate every other year. So I think that's just sound budgeting.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen about Republicans' proposal for an anti-abortion constitutional amendment, legalizing sports betting, and K-12 education spending. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.